Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I want to get into the economy, all the new taxes they're setting up, how they've got this supposed right-wing gatekeeper, or Judas Goat, the local viceroy over Christian conservatives here in the United States. Pat Robertson, if you thought him saying China was good to have forced abortion, that he loved their Planned Parenthood program, that needed to be more aggressive, then you're going to love the new stuff he's saying. He is almost trumping Pastor Hagee, saying Jesus isn't the Messiah. Whether you're Christian or not, that's pretty asinine to have a supposed Christian leader saying that. He is now out saying that socialism will basically save the United States and that Obama cannot be stopped and that Obama's a great guy and that socialism will ease our pain. So just amazing thing that's happening there. That is coming up. Finishing up with the horrible carnage in Gaza, this is tribal warfare. And both sides have done terrible things to each other. There's no doubting that. And, you know, Israel can say they have a claim on that from their point of view. But the Arabs have an even stronger claim. And my whole issue here is Mexico did control Texas, parts of Louisiana, and then all the way to California. Before that, it was the Spanish Empire. Now, it's taught in Mexico that the Southwest belongs to Mexico and will be reconquered. And the billboards are put up, and Spanish-speaking TV and radio says that constantly, and it's pushed. Do we want to get into a situation with the United Nations where the group that previously had control of this area is now saying it's theirs? And usually when I hear that analogy, it's an example of the Palestinians previously having control and then now Israel taking it over in the 1940s. But really, if you go back, we have people from all over Europe immigrating there, some of them Jews, some of them not, saying that because they were there 1938 years ago, that it belongs to Israel. I mean, the Arabs were always there. They're there now. They have their mosque, their religious centers there. You know, there wouldn't be such a big deal if this was, say, part of southern Syria or part of Jordan. I mean, it would be bad enough if Israel went and took that, but that's just some desert or some mountains. This is the Holy Land. This is where the Crusades happened. This is where the Muslims and the Christians fought. Before that, the Jews and the Romans fought. I mean, this is an area that people have always been fighting over. What I don't like is the United States being sucked into the middle of it and the United States funding, on average, $30,000. That's an accurate number. A caller mentioned earlier, per citizen of Israel. I mean, I'm against foreign aid to anybody. And as Ron Paul has said, and then the larger issue here domestically is that the media is lying and saying that Hamas broke the ceasefire when the ceasefire deal is that the border entrances would be open to Israel at the checkpoints. You go through a checkpoint. Those are just completely shut down for people to get jobs in Israel, and a lot of people in Israel want to hire them. And that Israel wouldn't engage in any more bombings in the West Bank. And they broke that. They intended to break that the whole time while they were building up, getting ready for this invasion. Now they've encircled the three major cities and the small towns, and they're just going to wait it out, let them starve to death, basically. And they bombed their infrastructure, their small water treatment facilities, their wells. They have bombed their electrical systems. They've bombed their communications installations. And you got 1.5 million people there, ladies and gentlemen, and the tunnels bringing in food and supplies and fuel oil, and Israel says weapons. No doubt that's happening. Those have all been bombed. And 3 million Iraqis have died in the 18 years of occupation, the siege and then the 5.5 years of occupation. 1.5 million of those in the last 5.5 years. I mean, this is horrible what's being done in our name. And Israel wanted in the 80s to have the U.S. invade Iraq and break it in three parts. Three regional areas, and that's already happened. So this is part of a larger strategic plan, and it's classical tyranny. It's classical colonialism. The Ottomans got kicked out after World War I. The Nazis, the British, fought over North Africa and the Middle East. The British got control over it after World War II, and Israel came in and kicked the British out and set up Israel, and now we're in the middle of it today. That's what happened here. And it is just a real shame that so many people are dying. Thousands and thousands of injured Palestinians, and well over 700 dead. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail, comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger Keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We have a news report that Kurt Nemo wrote up on the featured story section of Infowars.com if you'd like to read along. It has links to TV programs Pat Robertson has done, to his own CBN show, where he says he likes Obama, he thinks he's a good guy, he supports him. So that shows you the power structure, even when, quote, Christian conservatives' main leader comes out and starts saying, hey, I like Obama. Now, on the heels of that, every year, the day after the new year, the first day of the year, he claims that he gets messages from God. And that was that we were going to have rebellion and riots in the streets and nukes going off in 2008. That didn't happen. Most of his predictions end up being wrong. It's really propaganda. But if you analyze what he said this year, and we're analyzing it here today, part of it, it's lengthy. Pat Robertson comes out and he says, the economy is going to get better in 2009. And he says it's basically going to happen because Obama is going to bring in socialism and Americans are going to embrace it, and that it's going to lessen their pain. So he's doing this in lawyer speak, kind of like he said it in lawyer speak, what, back in 2001, when he said, well, China's got really aggressive Planned Parenthood and even some forced abortions. He said it on CNN, Larry King Live. But he said, you know, China's doing what it has to do, and they need more aggressive family planning. Now, I even have the Huffington Post this weekend came out about the UN supporting sterilization and forced abortions, and even the liberal Huffington Post is saying this is wrong, but then Pat Robertson is saying it's good because he supports whatever the New World Order is pushing. So now we have the Huffington Post decrying UN population eugenics, but we have Robertson saying it's good, and we have Robertson saying, you know, posing it and phrasing it here that this is what will save you. This will fix things. And then he adds, nothing can stop this. God told him nothing can stand before Obama, this economic restructuring. And then he goes to the talking point of this will be like the New Deal. But this isn't just the New Deal. People building bridges and roads and rest stops and power plants and dams, which was bad enough. It got people under federal control. This is going to be youth corps and spy corps and a domestic force of a million people now being announced again by Rahm Emanuel and the new incoming White House. So it's going to be even worse. And the feds are talking about taking over failing newspapers and having them be federal. And they're talking about just all of this and a $700 billion payoff to corporations, select corporations to go along with all this. So he's laying all this out like it's a good idea, that it's going to ease your pain, and things are going to get better under this, and you can't stop it. That's what he says in this. You can go read the transcript carefully at InfoWars.com and then read his other quotes from separate TV appearances where he says he likes Obama, and Obama's good, and he wants to work with him. He's also running TV ads with Al Sharpton saying global warming's real, climate change is real, we need these global taxes, which is the economic takeover of the bankers. So let's go ahead and go to this clip here on screen. Pat Robertson last week, first day of the new year, laying out his predictions.
So here are some of the things that I feel are going to be happening in 2009. The Lord said the economy of your nation will recover. The steps taken will lead to a dramatic increase in the power of government. The people will welcome socialism in order to relieve their pain. Nothing will stand in the way of a plan by Obama to restructure the economy in the same fashion as the New Deal in the 30s. America will never again have the power in the world that it has enjoyed since World War II. With no strong leadership, dangerous dictators will arise in various parts of the world that will threaten the peace and security of millions of people. Russia will be the most dangerous and will lead the coalition to control the Middle East. Israel is entering a period of extreme crisis. A strong government that deals forcefully with the Palestinians will bring international condemnation and sanctions against Israel. But the Lord will uphold his people despite world opinion. The hold of Islam is weakening. The violence and bloodshed has turned many against this religion of hate. And the Lord said, expand your outreach to Muslims. They are ready to listen. Great and cataclysmic things will become commonplace around the world. Poverty and misery will be widespread. There has never been, nor will there ever be, a more propitious time for the gospel. People by the tens of millions will be seeking answers. They will gladly receive the forgiveness of sins that was.
Yeah, but what gospel is it? Pat, you always talk about some Muslim nations. There's only a few of them where they don't allow Christianity to be taught. Saudi Arabia, our ally. But then they attack all the Muslim nations where Christianity flourishes. But then in Israel, Christianity is illegal to teach. Why won't you ever talk? And I'm not even here attacking Israel. I'm just stating the facts. And then he goes through, the power of government will grow, but it will fix the economy. Nothing will stand in its way. Russia is the big great evil. And obviously any big nation is under wicked control. That's the nature of government. But it wasn't Russia that snuck attacked Georgia. It was U.S. globalist-backed Georgia that attacked them on 888 last year. So they are really insulting everybody's intelligence here. And they talk about, Israel being internationally condemned. And this clearly is Obama's unpopular stance in the new year because he will have to comment on what's happening. And notice how the attacks were launched when Bush is outgoing, when it's during the holidays. The attacks were launched Christmas Eve when people are diverted and distracted. Notice how this is all happening in the in-between time, and then Obama won't comment on it. And then there's a story about what's happening in the London Guardian over in Gaza today. And the story is titled, Obama is losing a battle he doesn't know he's in. Oh, yeah, he doesn't know this is all unpopular. The president-elect's silence on Gaza crisis is undermining his reputation in the Middle East, and it goes on to say in Europe. Well, of course he knows this. This is one of the unpopular things. And we have India and Pakistan massing groups threatening to attack each other. We had those staged events 3 or 4 weeks ago in Mumbai, formerly Bombay. We have all of this going on. Also, they're announcing a gas tax hike they want. They're announcing moves for new federal taxes. They're announcing windfall profits on retirement investments. So that means taxing pension funds and 401ks, what the congressional committees have been recommending the last month. That's also part of the unpopularity. They've had Rahm Emanuel and others running around on TV again saying, yes, it's going to be compulsory service, 18 to 24, in a new domestic military, but that you won't have to go overseas, and that it's not a draft, but you have to do it. Which is more doublespeak. It's not a draft, but you're going to boot camp. I think I want to play that clip that we played last night on radio only. I want to dig that up later in the hour and get to that. Okay. Oh, I had a caller from Chile that hung up. Rob in Chile, call back, and I'll definitely get to you before our next guest comes on, 800-259-9231. I'm trying to get to your calls, but there's just so much news that has to be covered. I'm trying to be more disciplined here on the show. But, Rob, call us back. I want to go to Mike and Sherry and Jen and Stuart and Rob and everybody else. But I really want to hear from folks outside of the United States and other parts of the world. That's always so interesting. You get their take on what's happening. Okay, briefly, in the time we've got left in this segment, this is a totally separate area. Most of the UFO reports that we see being hyped by NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Larry King Live, like UFOs are landing, they're real, aliens are real. Why is the mainstream media behaving like all this is real? Well, we know there's a declassified government plan, Project Bluebeam, that's on the books, we don't know if they'll ever do it, to claim aliens have invaded to unify a world government. They have other programs with big holograms they can project that are declassified to show Buddha, Allah, Jesus, or anything else they want. You know, we're talking 2,000, 3,000 foot tall holograms that they can project to freak people out. And I ask, why is the mainstream media now hyping UFOs and aliens and saying it's real? Now, there's scores of these press reports, and in most of them, they don't even say it's probably a blimp. These giant, you know, 2-3 football field long cigar-shaped things. They don't even say that it's a blimp or that it could be a blimp. They just say, UFO, what is it? Well, I meant to pull this up for the show. One of you Google this because I forgot to do it. Google Homeland Security blimps or Homeland Security to use blimps to protect U.S., something like that. It's actually in my film, Martial Law. They announced giant high-altitude, between 80,000 and 100-plus thousand feet, robot blimps that are computer-controlled with solar panels on them that charge batteries with these big propellers. And up there, there's not a lot of wind, so it's very easy for them to stay very still. And that they're going to have ground-penetrating radar looking through your houses, incredible optics, even better than satellites, watching and surveilling the American people under Homeland Security. And then now these blimps are arriving. I mean, I remember CNN. There's a CNN article where you can see D.C. with the monument and the big surveillance blimp for Homeland Security. And it's the same blimp. Now suddenly the news says, no, it's not blimps. It's not Homeland Security. We don't know what it is. And the FAA comes out and says, hey, this isn't the government. We don't pick it up on radar. We're going out of break here, but just so people watching on PrisonPlanet.tv during the break have a chance to see what we're seeing without audio, start playing that particular ABC newscast and then some of the amateur video. And you can see it. You see the propellers. You can see the blisters of surveillance equipment. It's a silver blimp. But they go, no, that's not a Homeland Security blimp. That's a UFO. And then the public goes, okay, oh, it's aliens then. So we're analyzing this propaganda right now. So stay with us. You look at the blimp. We'll come back and talk about it when we get back.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 5th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 845.47. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 870.47, 435.23 for a half ounce, and 217.62 for a quarter ounce. That's 870.47, 435.23, and 217.62.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
All right, if you're watching at PrisonPlanet.tv, we've been showing the news saying, is this a flying saucer? The government won't tell us. And so because the government won't tell them it's a blimp, they go, okay, it must be aliens. But I pulled up, punch up that MSNBC, the very article I saw 5 years ago from memory. We pulled it up. We Googled Homeland Security blimps. It's Washington, D.C. with a blimp above it, admitting that they're going to surveil the public with the blimp. I mean, it's just absolutely amazing. There it is. Eyes in the sky for Homeland Security, from blimps to do-it-yourself unmanned vehicles, a trend takes flight. And they say they're going to tether these blimps all over the United States Some will be tethered. Others will be super high-altitude drones, and that's the ones you're, the larger ones you're seeing. And then the public looks at it. You can see the fins, the surveillance blisters of equipment. This is what's watching us, controlling us. It is doing face scans. That's the Bob Woodward super technology he's talking about, where it even knows your shadow and how you walk biometrically. It's just incredible. Go ahead and play a little bit of that ABC News report where they're like, what is it? We don't know. Who knows what it is? And then we'll go to the caller from Chile. Here it is.
What's hovering over Salt Lake City? Is it a rocket, a blimp, a UFO? A strange object seen in the skies has residents scratching their heads.
It's a blimp!
The craft floated overhead for several minutes before disappearing. Salt Lake air traffic controllers said their radar didn't pick up anything, and they have no knowledge.
All right, that's enough. That's enough. I mean, it's clearly a blimp, but because the government won't tell us, because the government lied to us and said they don't see it, then we don't see it. It must be aliens, because the government wouldn't lie. I mean, and then this is all over the news every day. These things are seen all over Texas, all over the country, and it's the cigar-shaped craft. It's the aliens. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's a blimp. Bring it over here in the timeline where you can see even the back end of it. I mean, it is so clear that it's a blimp. And while we're looking at the blimp, let's go to Rob in Chile. Hey, Rob, thanks for tuning in from Chile.
Are you there?
Go ahead, Rob.
Can you hear
yes,
me?
Sir. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay.
What are you doing down in Chile?
Well, my goal is to be a YouTube journalist to document what is happening down here, because Hugo Chavez is not a bad man. Not at all. And I know that I heard you interview Dr. William Pepper, and he told you that he's a good man.
Well, are you in Venezuela or are you in Chile?
No, right now I'm in Chile, but my goal is to be in Venezuela. I came here for a girlfriend, unfortunately, but I was in Denmark. I am an info warrior, and I was doing PowerPoint presentations, you know, with video and everything in Denmark, and then they closed my school, a school that started in 1869. They closed it. I mean, it's just an amazing thing.
Hugo Chavez is shutting down some media. He is grabbing, some corporations, some gold mines now, and I do think he's a little bit out of control. Compared to, like, Stalin, he's not bad, but, people always see this as good or bad. No, I mean, I see governments generally as being corrupt historically. You've got the corrupt New World Order that's the big monster, and you've got Chavez, who might have started out okay, but he's been doing some stuff I don't like, but I don't think he should be assassinated like Pat Robertson says.
Yeah, well, Pat Robertson is pleased as punch that Barack Obama is going to be the next president.
Oh, yeah, because he's going to warmonger and everything else and get left cover and steal lots of Treasury money to give it to select bankers as corporate welfare.
I want to tell you one story. I teach English, and I was going to a place taking what they call a colectivo, a little car that takes about four people. And I'm sitting there with this woman who is very obviously poor. And, well, the mode of transportation is for poor people generally. And she asked me where I was from. I told her from the States. Of course, all of this is in Spanish. And, you know, she's clearly very poor, and she's missing teeth and everything. And I tell her that she asked me if I'm for Obama or McCain. And I say, oh, I'm beyond all of that. You know, I left the States many years ago because of frustration.
And what did she say? We're almost out of time.
She said, do you know Alex Jones? And it just blew me away, just completely blew my mind. I said, yes, I do. You know Alex Jones? And she even knew that Prescott Bush was born in Columbus, Ohio, which is where I was born. And, I mean, that just blew my mind. So the word is getting out. I have no idea, because she didn't speak any English. So how she managed to do this, I don't know. But the word is spreading down here.
All right. God bless you. Appreciate your call. Yeah, I don't really toot our horn enough, because it kind of freaks me out, folks. We're reaching millions of new people a week conservatively. I mean, praise God. We're having a huge effect here. And it's getting a little bit scary because a lot of people are paying attention, and I'm trying to up our game to be as accurate and as focused as possible.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Sit down and shut up.
The
day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with the reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photoblocker in action, proving that the SprayYourPlate's photoblocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
We're here live Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. And it's retransmitted on AM and FM stations, global shortwave throughout the day and evening, morning. And, of course, always pumping out the truth with over 120,000 people a day downloading the free podcast and growing by about 5,000 a week at Infowars.com. Then it's copied to YouTube, Google, videos all over the world. People put images to the radio show. We're trying to step it up, help everybody by putting our own images over the radio show or the visual folks. People are taking the videos and translating them into Spanish, German, into French, into Chinese, into Japanese. Very, very exciting. I want to thank all those out there. It's a team effort in the info war to see the big picture, the larger paradigm. We're going to go to just an amazing guest, Dr. Russell Blaylock, for the balance of the show today and open the phones up. Coming up in the next hour, you can pretty much get into any issue. I know some of you have been holding a while, but mainly we're talking about Alzheimer's, all these brain diseases that 35, 40-year-olds are getting now, what fluoride does, what the aspartame and other excitotoxins like MSG are doing with our guest. We're going to in just one moment. Before I do that, I want to tell you who makes this radio show possible. And all the sponsors you hear me endorse are the sponsors I believe in. The network has some of its own, and they're all fine and dandy. But these are the ones I've researched, I believe in, and I'm pushing. And eFoodsDirect.com, the J. Michael Stevens Group, is the best price, the longest continually operating storable foods company in the nation. They ship quickly. It's non-GMO food. Everything but the bananas is grown right here in the United States. And it's just the highest quality, lasts more than 10 years in climate controlled, 10 years in non-climate controlled, like your garage or attic. And this is where I've got my storable foods. That's why I went out and approached them about being sponsors, because I bought from other companies and I ended up testing it out, and I like theirs the best. And their toll-free number to call and get a free brochure, a free audio CD, or to learn more is 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. If you forget the website or the phone number, which again is 800-409-5633, you can go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and there's big fat banners there. And going into these uncertain times, more than ever, people need to be prepared and need to protect themselves and be self-sufficient with water filters, firearms, gold and silver, and, of course, have good friends and family to work with in what looks like it's going to be a global depression orchestrated by the private central banks to bring in their world government. So eFoodsDirect.com, we salute them and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Also, another sponsor that goes well with preparedness is EcolaBlue.com. Ecola Blue is the best water generator, and we looked at a whole bunch of them. Not just the best quality, but the best price. And then it goes through five filters and two sub-filters, so a total of seven, after it grabs the water out of the air. It could be in your house, your office, your back porch. In the average weather, average humidity, it gets about 7.5 gallons. Even in the driest deserts, more than 3 gallons. There's water everywhere. In the air we breathe, in the air that's all around us. That's what clouds are. And EcolaBlue.com, ECOLOBlue.com, atmospheric water generator for your home. Great tasting, pure H2O, exactly the way nature makes it. No chemicals, pollutants, or toxins. Neutral pH. EcolaBlue.com or 866-585-4044, 866-585-4044. And one more plug here. Remember, everybody's hurting in this economy, and I know you're hurting in this economy, but for us to continue at the level we're at, or hopefully expand in this fight against the globalists to educate our fellow public worldwide, I can think of no better place to support than InfoWars.com and this radio show / TV show. And you support us by getting the books and videos from the secure online shopping cart at InfoWars.com. But you don't just support this show to keep getting the word out. You get powerful films and books and materials on every issue you can imagine. And not just the 20-plus films I've made, but all the other books and videos that we carry, check them out at InfoWars.com. We're carrying The World According to Monsanto, which then has a bonus film on RBGH, growth hormone, and milk, and a free audio CD, all for $19.95. This is an award-winning film. I mean, this is better than Discovery Channel quality. We have it discounted at InfoWars.com. Books like The Resistance Manifesto, True Christian Conservatism with Hardcore Info from Mark Dice. We have that. Fabled Enemies, What Really Happened on 9/11, Jason Burmes' newest film that I produced. This film, 3.5 hours long, 1995, The Money Masters. You want to have a master's degree on who rules the planet and who our real enemy is? You need this film, InfoWars.com. And all other books and videos, you can also call toll-free, 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. So please also support us there. And for a few more weeks, then we're cutting it off. We have the New Year's special, extending the Christmas special, 5+ months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv to get the live feed, all my films in super high quality online, burn them to disc, DVD, give them to people, thousands of special TV reports I've done going back almost 5 years. In April, it'll be 5 years of PrisonPlanet.tv. And also want to thank all the members of PrisonPlanet.tv for making this radio show and everything we do here possible. And so we just keep expanding everything that PrisonPlanet.tv offers. And we're about to redesign the site the next month. It'll have all the thousands of pieces of media indexed better. Some of the older films that were put in there years ago in lower quality, we're going to upload those in the highest quality. All the new stuff's in super high quality. We're really going to upgrade it, and it's going to be a system where you can post comments and a lot more at PrisonPlanet.tv. So we just keep improving that. We appreciate all of you supporting us. That said, I really appreciate him joining us for the next hour and 20-something minutes. Dr. Russell Blaylock is a board-certified neurosurgeon, author, and lecturer. He attended the LSU School of Medicine, New Orleans, and completed his general surgical internship and neurosurgical residency at the Medical Center of South Carolina in Charleston. During his residency, he ran the neurology program for a year and did a fellowship in neurosurgery after his residency. For the past 25 years, he has practiced neurosurgery in addition to having nutritional practice. He recently retired from both practices to devote full time to nutritional studies and research. During his research training, he worked with the eminent neurosurgeon, Dr. Ludwig Kempe. I believe I'm pronouncing that right. Together, they developed the colosal removal of intravascular tumors, which is still used today. Dr. Blaylock presented these cases utilizing the technique to the Congress of Neurosurgical Surgeons. Folks, it goes on for page after page. He's one of the top now retired brain surgeons in the world, and he's done a lot of studies and reads every day, all the other major studies, about what these toxins in our environment are doing and ways to not ingest all those. I have a lot of questions today. You know, there's a video making the rounds on YouTube, a little three-minute rant I did, where this caller calls in and can't talk. And he's saying I'm a liar about the U.S. bringing Nazis in. And I said, but it's all over the news. And folks have put articles about that, you know, up over me talking. And I make the point. I say, sir, depending on the studies, 15 to 30% brain size reduction not being breastfed. And he got real mad about that. But, I mean, that's just one other little area. I mean, there's so much I want to talk to him about, and I'm very thankful for him joining us. And Dr. Blaylock, it's so good to have you here with us.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure being on your program.
You bet. Thank you for sitting through my plugs. Out of the gates, tell folks about your books, your videos, your materials, your websites here at the very start of the show for people that want to learn more.
Well, my website is www.russellblaylockmd.com. That's RussellBlaylockMD.com. And it has a section of free information. It's, you know, I write papers about anything from mercury toxicity, vaccines, cholesterol nonsense. And I have a paper on regimentation in medicine and the death of creativity, which people would be interested in if they're interested in the effect of collectivism on medicine. And I have some DVDs on nutrition and behavior, which talks about the effects of nutrition on how people think, as well as criminality, suicide risk, all of these things that we're hearing in the news today about our young people being uncontrollable, and the direct connection to diet and what you could do about it is discussed on this DVD. I have a newsletter that's published through Newsmax.com, the Blaylock Wellness Report, which is a monthly report. I update all the things on nutrition. And I have several books. Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills was the original book, and it's about MSG and aspartame toxicity to the brain and nervous system. And then a general nutrition book, it's more recent, it's Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, which is covers all sorts of subjects, vaccination, fluoride, mercury toxicity, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, a lot of different subjects, and it's very comprehensive. The third book is Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients, in which I reviewed a world of studies on nutrition and cancer suppression. Goes through how to not only use it primarily to treat cancers of various kinds, but also how it enhances the effectiveness of what's considered traditional cancer treatment and makes them less toxic. But these are two recent books, the last two. The excitotoxin book was updated in 1997, I think it was.
And it's all available at your website that we have up on screen for everybody watching at prisonplanet.tv. You know, just while you were talking there for a minute or two, Obama, the major changes, if they haven't taken over medicine already, now they're openly announcing it. I want to get into what SSRIs, just the toxicity alone, is doing, admitting that it causes suicide. I want to get into the youth that you mentioned. I want to get into the numbers we see with cancer being way up, why allergies are way up and people that have never had them. Your take on the genetically modified organisms creating all these new proteins and things that are, according to scientists we've interviewed, that are causing so many problems. I want to get into just kind of a laundry list covering a lot of subjects, what some of the more dangerous things are in foods we want to avoid, the excitotoxins, not just aspartame and things like MSG, but some of the other things that are out there. Where would you like to start first, doctor?
Well, I think what I need to probably start with is discussion of how we came to what we call orthodox medicine in the United States, because this is a source of great confusion. People are now inundated with the idea of whether it's orthodox medicine, which is what we traditionally think of medicine and accepted, and then we have people working outside of orthodox medicine, which is sort of frowned on. That's the people doing nutrition, vitamins, minerals, herb uses, etc. You need to kind of understand, well, who created orthodox medicine? Where did that come from? Well, it actually came from the Rockefeller Foundation back in 1901. The Rockefellers at the time, their family, because of the Standard Oil scandals, no one wanted to be called a Rockefeller. Everybody hated all the Rockefellers. And so his friend, Reverend Gates, went to John D. Rockefeller Sr. and told him, said, well, here's a way we can repair your reputation. And he gave him a good example. There was this man who everybody hated, just like, you know, they were hating you. And he started giving money out for all sorts of philanthropic enterprise. And soon people forgot all of the bad things. All they remembered was his philanthropy that he was pouring out. And he said, so what? That's what we need to do with you. And so the first thing, because Gates' father was a physician and John D. Rockefeller's father was a quack snake oil salesman, he said, let's form the Rockefeller Institute of Medical Research. And so they created this in 1901. And so Rockefeller owned what was called the Drug Trust. That's the major drug manufacturing firms all over the world, Merck, Pharmaceutical, Letterly. All of these forms, drug pharmaceutical companies.
Because the Rockefellers understood taking over an entire industry and controlling the education system is the key to dominating societies. These are monopoly men.
Right, and he also made himself a lot of money, and that's what Gates pointed out to him. Not only can we present this as philanthropy, but by promoting only drugs and the treatments that you promote as being so-called orthodox, that'll feed back into the companies that you own. And, of course, what he did, he didn't always directly own companies. He would buy enough shares so he controlled them.
Yeah, it's very simple for people that don't understand what you're saying. This is all part of the mainline history. It isn't taught in the mainline textbooks, but it is there for those that want to know. They took over the education system in medicine to then direct the course of it into their own companies.
Right, and the way he took over the medical education system at the time, he hired a person called Abraham Flexner, and he told him, what we need to do is have you study the medical schools in the United States and write a critique of it. And, of course, the aim was to remove all nutrition references to nutritional-type treatments from the medical schools. So they closed down half the medical schools in the United States. There were 165 medical schools at the time. Well, he closed half of them. Then he had his anointed medical schools, which he poured his money into, appointed the professors from his own stock of professors. And so they created an educational system that taught the things that he wanted taught. And therefore, every professor that came out of those programs taught the same thing. So you establish an orthodox training system where everybody was saying the same thing.
Yeah, they call it now standardization.
Right.
It's like international bodies fund every county and city and fly around the city managers and social planners, where now all the zoning's the same, or the schools are the same, or the anti-gun message is the same, or the anti-sovereignty message. Everything is standardized. So this all goes back to them doing this with banking and then medicine and then energy. Please continue.
Right, and if you look at the history of it, it all stemmed from Rockefeller. He did this in all of those segments that you discussed, including the municipalities and the cities and villages, so that he controlled their governments as well. Well, he now has absolute control of all of medical care in the United States, as well as it moved out into the world. He made it international.
And then when they have control of medicine, they can cover up by compartmentalizing and you know, giving false data to the doctors who are compartmentalized and scientists. They can cover up their eugenics program. to make sure that real doctors and scientists don't ever discover it, correct?
Right, and the thing is, Lily Kay wrote a book on this. It's the history of molecular medicine and the connection to Rockefeller Foundation and Caltech. It's a very in-depth history of it. She's a professor of history, very well qualified, and it's a very highly acclaimed history of molecular medicine and molecular biology. But in it, she makes the point that the Rockefeller Foundation created molecular biology with the aim of human engineering and social control, and that his goal was to eliminate people in the world who he felt was unfit for life, and to change the minds and the thinking of people by using molecular biology. And that's
and then he pioneered the funding with the British of mind war. That's what Hitler called it, or propaganda.
Right. He turned it international in 1950. What he did, he turned the domestic program over to Ford Foundation, and then he went international, mainly concentrating in Britain with their program of psychological warfare and psychological changing of thinking and mind.
And, Doctor, I want to point something out. You and I didn't talk before the interview. We're not scripting this. You know, I bring up that it then moved to Britain, and you continue with the documentation. Why? I don't come in and throw in little tidbits to show off that I know what's going on. I do that to show we're both saying the same thing because we read the same mainline history. This is what's really going on. They're poisoning you by design. We're going to get to that. Dr. Russell Blaylock is our guest, an amazing individual. We're so honored to have him with us. We're going to come back and continue with What Rules Our World. Stay with us.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis, again, very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. Gas Freedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
I want everybody out there watching to listen to me very carefully. Everything Dr. Blaylock, neurosurgeon, researcher, lecturer, peer-reviewed publisher, is telling you is on the historical record. The eugenicists developed their plans in the 1850s. They took them into governmental control by the 1930s. They implemented it. The Nazis were just a spinoff of that. That's why all this is happening. That's why the poisoning of the population is happening. And they've got one comeback to all this. They say, well, population, you know, we're living longer in the United States. Well, that's not true. Infant mortality is way down. So if you take out infant mortality, old numbers, and what on average, depending on the decade, but going back 60, 70, 80, 100 years ago, 30, 40% of children would die by the age of five. If you take those numbers out, we aren't living as long. Look at Russia. They're living like 52 now. This is going on by design by the social planners. Dr. Blaylock, please continue. You had gotten to 1950. They go totally international with it. Please continue.
Well, they, as I said, they turned over the domestic behavioral sciences to the Ford Foundation and the Rockefeller Foundation and its Carnegie Corporate Foundation turned their attention to the international arena to promote this social engineering. What Rockefeller 1920 coined the science of man. Basically, it was eugenic because he was funding the majority of the eugenic organizations in the world in the 1910-1920 period. Well, the Ford Foundation essentially is controlled by the Rockefeller Foundation. Virtually all the major foundations are controlled by the Rockefeller Foundation. The way they did that is they had their people put in as trustees of these other foundations, and eventually they took over control. So by interlocking, most of the major foundations, now the Bill Gates Foundation, is directly and indirectly controlled by the Rockefeller Foundation.
Well, this now is let me bring up the sources on that. The church hearings in Congress, as you know, in the 70s, went into the interlocking directorates and the different foundations. And another way, the Rockefellers, by controlling government, if they didn't like a foundation or they didn't play ball, they could stick regulators on them to selectively enforce rules to break them up or bring them under Rockefeller-allied control. Go ahead.
Right, and by regulating and controlling most of the major foundations, then they could have block grants, which they did. They directed their projects together toward a certain type of research. For instance, they were very interested in behaviorism. Which is psychological control in human engineering, psychobiology. So by using that mass block of money, the other foundations were just very small and of no consequence. But they train these physicians in the United States by targeting certain institutions, for instance, Harvard, Johns Hopkins, Duke University, University of Wisconsin, were targeted to be their institutions. Caltech. And so they filled it with their people, with their agenda, their social planning agenda and social control agenda. And these people eventually became professors as well, or sent their students as professors in foreign countries. So it's over the period of time since 1901, they're essentially taking over most of the major universities throughout the world through this interlocking directorate. Now, to show how much money these people have, they did something that was even more powerful, and that is they made sure their people became the advisors for the government when the government was giving out money for these things, because the psychological program funding by the federal government far exceeded the foundations in the 1950s and 60s, but it was the foundations that controlled the various governmental groups that were dispensing the money. So essentially they controlled the government money, which is tax money.
All right, stay
well.
There, Doctor. Only a one-minute break. Come right back to you as we start the fourth and final hour. We're live at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Our beloved